And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 16th of March, 2017. It was on this day, 1850, Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter was published. It was a time when the publishing business was undergoing tremendous change. Only a few years before, a book would have been printed by a single printer who would have edited the manuscript, set the type, operated the printing press, bind the pages into books, and try to sell them, a very inefficient method. But by 1850, books were being printed by machines, long, continuous sheets of paper fed into steam-powered printing presses in factories. And The Scarlet Letter, therefore, was able to reach a very large audience and become a bestseller. Nathaniel Hawthorne had been interested in the Puritan history of America. One of his own ancestors had been a judge in the Salem witch trials, and he'd come across a historical account of a woman who had to wear the letter A on her chest as a punishment for adultery. He used that woman as the main character of his novel, named her Hester Prynne. And the book begins with Hester Prynne coming out of the town prison, a crowd of people watching. Hawthorne wrote, "When the young woman, the mother of this child, stood fully revealed before the crowd, it seemed to be her first impulse to clasp the infant closely to her bosom and thereby conceal a certain token on the breast of her gown in fine red cloth surrounded with an elaborate embroidery and fantastic flourishes of gold thread appeared the letter A." And on this date in 1850, 2,500 copies of The Scarlet Letter were published and sold out within 10 days. It's the birthday of the poet Cesar Vallejo, born in Santiago de Chuco, Peru, 1892. He was a miner, then he worked on a sugar plantation. In 1920, found himself caught up in a festival that deteriorated into lootings and arsons and was mistakenly arrested and thrown in jail. He fled to Paris. He was poor in Paris, slept on subway trains, park benches for months, eventually founded a literary magazine, published his own poetry, and died of malaria at the age of 49. He's buried in the Montparnasse Cemetery in Paris. And it's the birthday of the children's writer Sid Fleischman, born in Brooklyn, 1920. Started out writing suspense novels, and then to impress his own children, he wrote children's books, starting with Mr. Mysterious and Company and his novel The Whipping Boy in 1986, and a memoir, The Abracadabra Kid. Sid Fleischman, who said, "The books we enjoy as children stay with us forever." Here's a poem for today by Ogden Nash, For Francis. Geniuses of countless nations have told their love for generations, till all their memorable phrases are common as goldenrod or daisies. Their girls have glimmered like the moon, or shimmered like a summer noon, stood like lily, fled like fawn, now like sunset, now like dawn, here the princess in the tower, there the sweet forbidden flower. Darling, when I think of you, every aged phrase is new, and there are moments when it seems I've married one of Shakespeare's dreams. A poem by Ogden Nash, For Francis, from The Best of Ogden Nash, published by Ivan R.D., and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.